Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So used to them gray clouds, I might fuck around, drop the top in the rain. For the squad, we don't play around, we'll lay him down, hit his top close range. He just for 10, he not with the gang. Remember back then, I said out what he banged. Running from Jake's block high like I'm Wayne. Been a quarter meal on the watch and the chain. I'm just trying to put a lock on the game. Hot shit from this Glock when it flame. Young nigga up now, remember back then, niggas clowned on me. Now from the heaven gates, only way a nigga looking down on me. Keep at least 200,000 on me. Keep at least like 30 rounds on me. When my niggas to the wheels fall off, don't care if my ride on E. Gucci slides, Versace rolls, palm trees, exotic hoes. Snitching, he can't right his wrongs. Once he play that writer role, slime shit, we wipe his nose. Fans watching, might strike a pose. Do a hit, take flight, we gone. We just take the dice and roll. So you see them gray clouds, I might fuck around, drop the top in the rain. For the squad, we don't play around, we'll lay him down, hit his top close range. He just for 10, he not with the gang. Remember back then, I said out what he banged. Running from Jake's block high like I'm Wayne. When I caught a meal on the watch and the chain, I'm just trying to put a lock on the game. Hot shit from this Glock when it flame.
Soon as I touch down, them pussy feds be hot on me. Heard niggas got money out of my head, tell them come crown a king. Let the work thaw out for 14 days, that's quarantine. I pull my heart out before my lean, baby, no R&B. 6'6", dudes, my pyro, big suit, woo, slime my groove, slash, 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 I shoot, white piss nose, God bless you, black, black, I'm not through, black, tat, tat, duck, duck, goose, two big guns on me for the smoke, that's Uncle Snoop and Martha Stew. Call me Cavallotti, big Slamalini, little slime Gotti, that ain't the Guinea, little bitch, that's a Gotti, from at the Zimi, a Pino Nuami, a high fettuccine from the better Raleigh's, I'm like Rick Pitino or John Calipari, I'm leading my team, yeah, right to the finals, that money talking, and we talking private, I'm the correspondent, hold on, Gucci slides and Versace rolls, I slide a nigga, I slide a hoe. Jane, I smoke Zario, and when the rain came, I put the top down under the dark clouds. I'm shiny gold, you to the gray clouds. I might fuck around and drop the top in the rain. But the squad, we don't play around, we'll lay him down, hit his top close range. She's from the team, not with the gang. Remember back then, that's the out with he bang. Running from Jack's block, hot like I'm Wayne. Spend a whole meal on the watch and the chain. I'm just trying to put a lock on the game. Hot shit from this Glock when it flames. Polo G, Tony Lee.
What's up, everybody?
Fuck.
Hello.
Are you, how is it? Can we do like a mental health check on how everyone's doing? Because I know I'm not scoring very high right now, and I hope I hit it well during the last 4 hours.
Blitz, where holy are you at? Fuck. Blitz, where are you going out toward the Skyway?
Yeah, where are you? At the toll booth, or where are you?
I'm at home right now because I actually, because I do that for Bitcoin. So,
I know, but both. Oh. How about both?
I bought some the other day, and I've made some decent money at it, so I'm okay right now.
Okay.
It's going up.
All right.
But
well,
mentally?
As far as this week goes, because it's just been a lot on all fronts. At least for me.
I don't know. I've got a whole weekend of stuff to do. Like, I've got a lot of stuff I got to get done.
Yeah. I haven't been able to really sleep properly the last 3 days. Here's the thing. Like, I'm not afraid to host or, you know, run a show. I get anxiety when I host other people's shows.
Yes.
What?
This up a little bit.
A little
bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
There
we go. Yeah, perfect.
Is that good for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's really where the anxiety lives. Like, this
of course
is cool. I don't mind doing this, even if there were affiliates and whatever. I'm happy to fuck up my own show.
Absolutely.
But when you got, like, I mean, I was to the fucking minute, folks.
Hell yeah.
To the fucking minute. You know, Bubba got a little upset because the affiliates were upset with him because we were kind of off the first day on Wednesday.
Yep.
And I was like, that's never fucking happening again. So I wrote everything down.
You did a great job.
Thank you. I keep time. Here's the thing. I make lots of mistakes, but only once.
I love that.
But I make lots of mistakes. But again, like, I'll get fired for stealing produce, and then I'll never do that again. But then I'll call someone a fucking dick to their face.
Right.
And then I get fired for that. Of course. Then, you know, and then I get fired for being lazy. So it's never the same thing. There's just so many lessons to be learned.
Yeah. But you learn them, though, unlike a lot of people.
Yeah. No, I don't leave anything to chance once I realized I was off, you know. And it's funny because, you know, sitting as a co-host obviously is a lot different than a host, because you Absolutely. Just have to be so much, you have to be dialed in so much more, and you have to be paying attention to so many things in terms of like intros, outros, this computer, you know, topics, just driving the conversation, breaks, all these sorts of things. So right. I'm just not paying attention when I'm down there, obviously, like I am when I'm here. So I hope Bubba was, you know, satisfied and there's no complaints, and I'm not trying to be stellar. I'm not trying to be Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, I'll never,
he
no
makes
one
it
will
look
be.
Easy.
He does. Yeah. And he's a veteran and he's awesome at what he does. An icon in radio, talk radio. But yeah, it's just, it's stress. And knowing that, just to keep the ship afloat, is stressful, because I'm not trying to be him or, you know, hit jokes like him or anything like that. I'm just trying to make sure the ship doesn't go down. That was my goal.
Yeah.
So hopefully mission accomplished.
You did a great job. I think all the fans said so too.
Yeah. And even if you're lying to me, like, I really appreciate it. Like, I was just this week.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Jeff from Touch said you did a great job.
Oh, thank you. Well, he's drunk on his own, you know, supply. So, but thank you.
We'll tell the truth later, Chet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. On the Blitz and Fan show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just with my dad here, which threw me off. And it's not even him. You know, I'm learning a lot that it's actually. It's me. It might be me. Guys, Lummy, Blitz, it might be me, just in general. Like, whenever
Anna
there's a problem.
Anna is ready for a breakdown.
Yeah. I'm like, close. So, you know, having my dad here.
Don't stand behind Anna's car when she's getting ready to leave, because someone's going to get hit.
Yeah, if you're a trash can
or
human being.
Drive off.
Yeah. But yeah, so having Pops
even
here.
Even Purple Jersey says he gives you an A.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so having Pops here and just making sure everything went smoothly. And then that bleeding into, you know, hosting the show Monday, not knowing because I didn't check my phone.
I know.
And then that.
We weren't supposed to.
No, I know. And then that bleeding into hosting the rest of the week. And then also Weirdo Woods Man situation, which just kind of threw me for a loop. Like, he knows where I live. He knows my address. And
I mean, I don't think you have to worry about that.
No, I think we're good. But, you know, before the show yesterday, you were telling me, Blitz, you may not want to talk about this. Bubba Army will find him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
even give them that challenge.
I was gonna say, now she is now, so they're
Come on,
whatever,
Anna,
dude. Just
no,
let me
Anna,
just,
you
let me
don't
go.
Want that challenge.
I don't want that challenge.
Trust me, they'll find it.
I know they'll find it. I'm just telling you that about what was going on in my week, and I had to just get it off my chest. And I was just trying to stay true to the game, is what I'm saying. I'm not even trying to encourage it. I'm just going through my week, and it came up. Leave me alone. So yeah, but it's
I don't think you have to worry about it. I'm not
worried about it, but I'm just saying, like, it was another thing that was kind of on my mind.
Of course.
And then I haven't been sleeping at all. I've been taking naps every single fucking day, but I haven't been taking any night pills, and I haven't been taking any energy drinks. I've been doing that, and I'm still doing my intermittent fasting.
Today you were actually kind of nice. You were nice.
Oh, maybe my insulin levels are leveling out.
It's not. Not that you're not on energy drinks, because you're not, but like, you do drink coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not on no caffeine.
Yeah.
But it's not just the energy drinks, it's not just the caffeine that I was worried about. Yeah, there's all these fucking chemicals and fucking bullshit and sweeteners, and it's not good. And I would always scoff at people that would drink it and they fucked their body up, their metabolism up, and then I became one of them.
Right.
And I didn't want to be. And my mom kind of set me straight, thankfully. And then because of her, I kind of jumped into the intermittent fasting thing, just because I started to realize that it was kind of all connected. And I felt way more alert. Now, it could just be that I was stressed as fuck.
Can I just say something, too?
Please.
Obviously, not being the beacon of health, even though I haven't gotten COVID.
That we know of, because you haven't gotten tested.
Okay, first off, I have been tested. Thank you, though. Anna, do you not think that maybe you jumping from your, you know, Dr. Dan, like 13 monsters a day, being like so jacked out of this world on caffeine, to doing nothing and doing intermediate fasting and cutting everything off, that your body went into complete shock. So when you were on your caffeine, that took your bitchiness level to like a 9. And then when you cut everything off, it was like almost like you're a heroin addict. with caffeine.
I follow that.
You know what I'm saying?
Chart,
yeah.
Well.
And then you have to drop all the way down, but then your bitchiness goes way to a 12 because you cut everything off.
I'm in withdrawals.
That's a great theory, Lomi, other than the fact that she would drink like one energy drink a day and she still drinks coffee.
She is like, what, five? Coffee. She's like, what, 5'7", 110 or whatever she says she is?
No. She's 5'8", 165, right?
156.
What the hell? She's like 5'3", 5'4".
How close did I say I was to a mental breakdown? That's close. Let's not take me over the edge.
No,
jump on a scale and then just prove me wrong, all right?
You got the height wrong too, by the way.
I'm like, I'm 5'3".
Yeah.
Are you that short?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm short as hell.
Listen, it's hard, but you can attest to this. Usually when people are about 5'8 and below, they all look the same. Unless you get like a 4-foot person at your knees.
I know what you're saying.
I get because you're it's so hard. Fucking tall.
And it's not me saying like, oh, I'm giant, but it's hard to tell. Like when a person is 4 to 5 inches a difference, it's hard to tell. Like, oh, so you just think they're 5'5 or 5'8. You know, it's like that 2-3 inch difference.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
I wonder what it's like for you guys just to be so, like, yesterday night.
Sucks in
we
air.
We breathe in
airplanes.
The rare air of way up there.
Yeah, like, I needed to reach this bug, the palmetto bug. I haven't seen one of those. It got in my house. And I was like, oh, shit. That's the only time in my life that I truly want a man to be around. Because then I don't have to deal with bugs.
A bug killer.
Yeah, and if I'm with a guy who's, like, terrified of bugs, then totally fucked.
What the fuck?
I've seen it before.
Oh no!
But heights.
No,
suck.
But it was what I'm saying. It was like way up. It was way up high, and I couldn't reach it. And then I went to go get a napkin, and then when I came back,
it was gone. Oh no! Now it's
and
living.
I was freaked out. I was like, I have to burn my house down.
It lives under your bed now.
And I'm like, that motherfucker's gonna crawl into bed with me.
Well, hold on. The good thing
and
is,
bite my face.
Well, no, but you got to think it probably went under your bed to lay eggs. And then it's going to hatch like millions of them.
Oh,
so
yeah. And I guarantee your apartment complex bug control people are crap. When they come around and spray, it's probably just water. Yeah. So you're really fucked.
They open the door and squirt, squirt, close the door and leave.
Yeah, hey, we're here to just keep out right in front of the front door and your back door. Bop, 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 bop. And we're good.
Right before I went to bed. And I'm like, oh, I'll be able to chill. I'll be able to relax. And then I see that and... You know, got some texts that weren't great, and I was just like, I can fall asleep. I'm so tired. And then it was just fucking wide awake in my brain.
Well, you know,
eyes tired, brain wide awake.
Hey, you know you're scared of the butterfly wings?
Yeah.
Think of when those palmetto bugs fly.
Yeah, they're loud, too.
Can they really take flight?
Oh, they've got wings.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, like, ostriches have wings, but...
No, they can fly.
Oh, they can fly. They sound like this, too. It's like a helicopter.
That's about right.
Yeah, see? And then they fly.
Stop!
And you can't get them. Ew! So they're the size, what would you say, but it's like 4 or 5 inches?
Well, what's going to happen, though, is she's going to be sleeping with her mouth open. They're going to crawl into her mouth.
Oh, and then they'll...
Or they're going to lay eggs in her ears.
Yeah.
Cancel Christmas, kitchen's closed.
Maybe you shouldn't be scared of butterflies, because butterflies won't do that. Cockroaches are looking for that next moist spot.
Hey, do we have like a mental breakdown countdown clock?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, no, it's way before then. Lemme. It's
because
we got minutes.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Man. Well, you got to think. So the cockroaches, what they do is they look for that wet spot in your pipes, and so they start crawling
up. That's a metaphor.
No, it isn't. They go. That's why they're always coming out of your drains, your sinks, and everything. And then when they're in the dry spot in your bedroom, what they're going to do is they're going to be like, "And you're I can tell you're a snorer in a wide. You're a mouth open, like that. And then they're probably just going to fly in and just drop in. You're going to like that, and you're going to be like, "Oh, it's just a little bit of phlegm," and you're going to swallow it, and you're going to be like when Jonah's in the whale. And then next thing you know. They're going to lay eggs in your stomach, and it's just going to in your stomach.
Live from the Bubble Light Studio
at the Red House.
Think about it, Anna.
I did all night long. That's why I couldn't sleep, asshole.
You might want to put a mask on when you sleep then.
She's going to be a mask sleeper.
Yeah, you need to be a mask a sleeper. Think about it, Anna.
I mean,
they're not going to one spot. They're going to that spot in your mouth.
This close. So I need to just be in isolation this weekend.
Actually, you know what? Cats kill. So maybe you let the cats
get
there.
Actually, I was trying to be like, hey, guys, look at that. But it was like way up high and they can't crawl that high. So
do they look where you point?
Sometimes.
Why would you get like a magazine or something to smack at
it? I would have had to get like two chairs. It was way up, like almost on the ceiling.
Oh, it was like, what, your ceilings are what, 6.5 feet up?
No. Probably like, I don't know, what are you, like 11 and a half? I don't know, I'm making that up.
11
maybe
and
like,
a half?
What,
do you have the highest ceilings in an apartment complex ever?
I feel like...
are you living in a grand, like a cathedral?
Yeah, I mean, if I put my... Maybe not, you're right. Oh, yeah, that is really high.
Was it double
maybe
your
like
height?
Maybe over double your height.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up!
How about like
maybe
eight?
Like, okay,
how about
like eight? But even if I go like this, I'm 8, I go, oh, I can't reach, help. Help,
maybe
help,
the woods guy's
help.
Gonna fly down and kill your cockroach for you.
And Rachel was gone, so I couldn't, you know, ask for reinforcements. Even though she's worse than me when it comes to that. We call them dinosaurs. We're like, oh, there was a dinosaur on the wall.
That's like a lizard. Shouldn't that be a lizard?
Wait, do you have a lot of problems with cockroaches?
No, it's not a cockroach. It's palmetto bugs.
It's the same thing.
Is it? All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It seems like it was chill. And I have every time I see him, I'm like, hey, man, like if you just stay there and do your thing, like I won't kill you. It just don't move, please. And then it left. It was nowhere to be found.
You need like an airsoft gun.
I don't know.
Or one of those salt spray guns.
No, don't. Those are. No,
I need
don't
a gun.
Are they not good?
Let's take a phone call. If it's someone I don't like, I'm going to be mad. Hi, who's this?
James.
Hey, James, what's up?
I just wanted to tell you that I listen to you guys and the Mighty Shannon Burke, and the Shannon Burke show, the Mighty Shannon Burke, was out about 2 weeks ago, and his crew, in Bubba terms, they were slowing down on the backstretch by Friday. They were hitting the wall. Where are you? You guys were pretty decent. I mean, you weren't making fast times, but I definitely loved listening to the shows more than the best of.
Hey, we'll take it.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, thank you,
hey,
sir.
Hey, listen, you know, if you finish 10th in a NASCAR race, you still got a job for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. Keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
I mean, what Bubba does is what makes Bubba great.
Of course.
And when you compare it to great like Shannon Burke and Bubba, I mean, it's really hard to compete with a Michael Jordan or, you know, Will Chamberlain and those kind of guys.
Yeah, but I mean, that means a lot because, you know, Bubba is the brand, Bubba is the show. We just kind of add to it. So, you know, the fact that he's not here, it's like the show isn't the show. But I'm glad that we can kind of pick up the pieces, kind of move it forward, keep the ship afloat, do a couple hype trains, and call it a motherfucking day.
Two hype trains today.
Woo! Thank you guys very much.
Well, so for that third one, but, you know.
Appreciate you. Who's this?
This is Billy from West Virginia.
What's up?
And I've got a grievance.
Hi, Billy.
You got a grievance?
Hi, Blitz. How are you doing, man?
I know who this is. I know your grievance, too.
Yeah, Billy from West Virginia.
Is it that you live in West Virginia?
Hold on.
Yeah, that is a grievance. I'll tell you that. It's a real problem.
can Anna guess what it is?
Go ahead.
Is it me?
Well,
no, it's not. No,
your
it's
mentality.
Not you at all. Like,
I don't know.
I called in and like I was trying to. I'm nervous as shit. This is my goal to be on the radio every day, like you guys.
Okay.
Wherever that happens, it's going to happen sometime. I don't know when or where.
Right. Well, it's happening right now?
Well, I'll pretend this isn't real so I can just be myself.
Okay. Go ahead.
I called in with a story about, and it just. Maybe I'm just like directing this because I'm frustrated, but like I was talking about the other day, the story from the New England Journal of Medicine when I called in, and Blitz stops me and throws me off. I can't think after that, and starts.
I know what that's like,
that
sir. I know what that's like.
Yeah.
Go
comparing
ahead.
That to a horoscope, and I'm just like,
what?
This is like facts out of the New England Journal of Medicine, and you're comparing that to a horoscope, and I feel
that's
like that's because.
Shit.
You have a crush on Anna, and you think that I do, and then maybe I thought that I did, but really I'm just attracted to Anna because I like what she does on the air.
Just
and
it's
I
not
like
what I look like
because
I'm gross.
Right.
No, of course not. Yeah, I love the way you look, too.
Oh, thanks.
Like, yeah.
I'm looking good right now.
Have you ever sent her anything? Yeah.
Have you ever seen me? What I look like?
Yes, I have.
You did? What'd you send her?
I'm the one who said, and then also...
Wait, what did you send?
I thought this was the grievance, by the way.
Is it that you were the one that sent me on the dead people shit?
Yeah, that was me. Okay, that's what I thought.
Cancel Christmas, kitchen's closed.
No, man, he was trying to be nice. He was saying sorry.
That's okay.
I really wanted to hear his explanation
on
it.
You're the fucking weirdo.
Whoa, listen, he's not a weirdo. He sounds like a great guy.
Listen, everyone is creeping me the fuck out. I have all these weirdos sending me stuff, wanting to visit me. Just leave me the fuck alone, man. If you want to send me something cool, send me some fucking snacks or something. Maybe some bottled water or, you know, some Fiji water. We like that.
Where'd you get that from?
A dead person's
It came off of like a suggestion from somebody off of Etsy, and then I was going to send it to somebody else, and I saw you just got your hair done, and I was like, this would be kind of funny if I sent this to her. And it was like ridiculous expensive. And then I go to work and like almost get attacked by this guy that's got full blown AIDS and like had to fight him off. And I was like, oh my God.
No, hold on.
It's a mess. I've had a hell of a week just like you all too.
Now, Anna, what do you think this guy spent on that old ass shit?
God, I hope not more than 50
cents. I'm gonna say $1.50.
Hold on, Anna. What do you really think he spent on it? For real?
$18.
I'm gonna say $1.50.
Okay. How much did you spend on it?
It was $750.
I knew it. I knew that shit was expensive. So did Dr. Dan.
That
Etsy shit has expensive stuff on it.
It was literally older than the state of West Virginia. Like
where is that thing, by the way?
I dumped it in the trash.
It smelled like that. And then it was broken when I got it, too. There's other pieces. It had a broken hand mirror. So, like, that's like 7 years of bad luck I got for even having this idea, I guess.
$750? It's in the trash?
Yeah, it had like fucking dead skin cells on that.
No, it didn't, man. That thing was owned by Queen Elizabeth.
To an English princess.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth the First had it.
Hold on.
Let me process this. Still don't give a fuck. That was nasty as hell.
An English princess.
Listen, this guy is a stud, man.
I appreciate the gesture, but also get away from me.
Yeah, it was probably from royalty, Anna. From 1779 when they sailed over.
Hold on. I knew the deal. That's what I thought.
It was $750. Yes. Shoot style 200.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got issues, bro.
It isn't, Anna, because that was a really nice set. Even Dr. Dan, who lives in the carriage house,
he recognized it. He would know.
It was rusted, man.
No, man. That's what antique is. Blitz, you know when shit is over 200 years old, it gets rusted, okay? All right?
Yeah, that's when it's time to throw it out.
Oh, really, Anna? Because you'd probably pay for a hairbrush from the fucking Titanic if the guy spent that much money.
What the hell?
It came from some lady in Wisconsin, too. And when I got it, I was like, oh, this is really fucking creepy.
Yeah. She'd
love it. She loves that
the
shit.
The Wisconsin chick was probably the princess of Norwegio.
Of where?
Norwegian. Whatever. Him and I are driving, okay?
Just eat those Cheez-Its.
Yeah, Norway. Okay. All right, it's Norway. Some Norwegians in it.
Norwegian.
Oh, my God. Norwegian.
Me and the West Virginian are driving here, okay? We got it.
Oh, man. I want to do, like, geography with Lummy. That'd be so fucking fun.
Oh, I'd kick your ass in geography.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
you
want to
make a bet?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Could we do it like a...
Yeah, you do 50 states? You know 50 states?
Oh, no, I'm talking about international geography.
Oh, I can do international, too.
Maybe we should do a little quiz. Yeah, that'd be fun. I like doing stuff like that. All right. Bye, weirdo. Thanks for everything. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, dude. That when he said, I knew who he was.
What was his name? West Virginia. What was his name?
I don't know.
You can know where places are.
But when he called in, I knew exactly. Like I knew that was him. When he said that he has a grievance, I thought that's what he was going to bring up, and he didn't right away. And I was like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, that's creepy. Don't do that.
No. Listen, he's going to fly down. You're going to have lunch with him. He's your new co-host.
He'll just be down for the day. No big deal.
Yeah. He's your co-host now.
I can't tell you the level of anxiety of that person coming down.
What have you heard this one night on your door? Hey,
hello?
Anna. It's hello? Me from Washington, D.C. Would you answer or call the cops?
It's D.C. Jim. How you doing?
Yeah, D.C. Jim.
Oh, no.
Would you answer or call the cops?
I think I call the cops.
I got your check.
Sounds like
marbles.
Slide
it under the door.
Sounds like marbles. Fucking weirdo.
No, you said you had anxiety before. Are you like relieved that that's not going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I hurt his feelings. Like, I felt bad about that. I hate disappointing people. I hate upsetting people. But, like, there's just no fucking way.
No, and, like...
Because, like you said, what would be the outcome? I feel uncomfortable. I don't want to be there. He thinks that he's getting in a relationship. That is not going to happen. Right. So, we're just kind of delaying the inevitable.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know it sucks that he's mad and all that, but, like, you did him a favor.
Could you imagine if I agreed to go to his house, to a stranger's home in the woods in D.C., to a hoarder's house who hasn't left his house in 8 years? And I felt like every time he would tell me something and I would be shocked, I would dive deep into it and I would try to conceal the fact that I was, I don't want to say disgusted, but I'm like, that's fucking weird. But I would try to...
You'd act like you were interested.
Correct.
In it.
I would act like I'm like, oh, tell me more. But really, I'm going, oh! Holy shit!
What's the movie?
I wish you were on video.
What's the movie back in the 90s that they filmed with the hand? You know, it was a fake one, but...
About what?
It was based on a true story.
About what?
So they went in and they, like, all the ghosts, and they went into the forest.
Blair Witch Project?
That would be Anna, that going to that guy's house.
Holy
good content, but you'd never be seen again.
Yeah, no chance in hell. It was just so crazy. I was like, can I bring a fucking chaperone with a gun, sir? Like... I'm sure he's harmless, but still, it was just, I can't believe that.
I agree. He probably was, but like, come on.
Yeah. It's scary. Just knowing, you know, what he did for a living, the connection he got to me super quickly without even seeing me, talking to me once a week for a thing he pays me for. I realized I was pretty much a prostitute.
Yeah.
I was a friendstitute.
Yeah, you were.
Getting prostituted as a friend.
It'd be different if like, okay, you guys talked privately a few days a week and you like talked about, right, but you like talked about like private stuff and like, okay, I get it then, but like literally you did a
show.
Not
the prep for the show. Hey, have you done the prep? Yeah, all right, bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
That's what I'm saying, like that.
Psycho. Psycho. Hello, who's this?
Why are you such a hard C?
What's up, Biggie? How's it going?
Just want to know, why are you such a hard C?
What does C stand for?
What do you think?
Come on. You know,
see you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday. You can't even say it right, you fucking moron.
See you next Tuesday. I mean,
see you next Sunday.
Whatever.
Jesus. Anna, do you realize that that guy probably had to sell four of his fucking ginger stepchildren to get that fucking airbrush shit from West Virginia?
Yeah, I feel bad. Wait, no, I don't.
That's like four ginger children from West Virginia.
Listen, I didn't ask him to do any of that shit. Yeah, if someone sends you weird stuff...
It wasn't on the fucking wish list, man.
Yeah,
come
if
on.
Someone sends you weird shit, I don't care if you spend $1 million on it. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
No, you can resell it.
Come on. Why can't you just accept your gifts?
Yeah, and then resell it, right, Iggy?
No.
Yes.
No one's buying that shit.
No!
Yes, they are. He did.
I don't want to. You can't make me.
With it to the friggin' flea market, you could have at least bought yourself some toothpaste for them fucking giant teeth.
Okay, thank you so much. I know you're just projecting your shit onto me, and that's okay, because I'm just a shit carrier. I'm just a shit hoarder. I'll just carry with me to the grave.
You know what? Hey, Anna, you need to spend some time alone, really.
Yeah, like, for other people more so than myself. I get it.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. You're like, you got these people in chat, and I will say you guys have been doing awesome all week. You guys, when you were in there, you guys are, I don't know that any other previous crew could have handled the actually keeping the shit moving, moving for that amount of time. Seriously, that's
tough.
But saying that you are like, oh, Bubba needs to be worried, you trolls that call or that put that shit on Twitch, you all need to be like slapped. Seriously. Come, are you
what?
What are you talking about right now?
We don't know what you're talking about.
Trolls in chat have been saying like, oh, Bubba needs to watch out because these guys are really good on air. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. All you trolls
need to
fuck up with that shit.
I didn't reach out at all during the whole 4 hours because I just needed to stay focused.
we're aware.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have quit.
Oh, no. There's no question that Bubba is the guy. He runs the show. His name's on it. Like, it's him.
He's the fucking best there is. I mean,
we're trying to fill in for him until he comes back, period. That's all it is. Like, there's nothing else other than that.
But it's funny to me that the trolls think that they're going to get in there and get like oh, they're going to put some doubt in someone's... Just fucking stop.
All they're trying to do is literally try to blow up people's heads in here so they can break
problems.
Up, yeah, and they can break up a good show that's going on because the trolls realize that the show is good And I'm on it. I don't do much anyhow, but the show is good.
And we all have low self-esteem, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for Dan. We all have low self-esteem to keep him in check. I've never had like an inflated ego for more than an hour. I don't know about anybody else. I'll feel really good about myself for 1 second, and then a negative thought will come in and ruin my fucking day.
Of course.
So,
listen, Anna, I agree with you. Listen, there could be 10 like positives,
right?
And then there's two people that I read all the time, and they're like, "Lemme, you suck. Get out of here."
Like,
and I'm like, "Oh, there goes that one. I'm done." I even told Blitz this the other day. I'm like, yep, there we go. That just made me feel shitty, and I'm gonna
So don't worry. Thankfully, we all suffer from low self esteem and self worth, so we're gonna be here forever.
Speak for yourself on that one.
There's an old saying that one oh shit wipes out 1,000 attaboys. So you know that. So it's like the one bad.
Yeah,
of course.
All the good. I get that.
Yeah.
So onto the I stepped on your fucking shoes and suck it up, big boy. I'm really not. I'm not buying that. Like,
what do you think about it, Iggy? Do you think it should be no more hootie his?
If you can't respect my personal space for my fucking personal space, it's not about what I'm fucking wearing, bro. Respect my personal space. If you don't respect my personal space, and then when I tell you you've encroached on my space and you want to be a dick about it, you're probably going to have some road rash on your face. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
I got to be honest. I looked at him and I was like, all right, so should I start just fucking smashing his face in or not? And I was like, you know what? No, I don't want to start shit. I was like, but I was ready. Like, if he wanted to, I would have gone. But I'm like, I didn't have a problem with him. I was being disrespected. I wasn't going to let that happen. But I'm like, I'm not going to fucking...
It's not worth it, because you know where it would go from there.
Of course.
Lawyers would be involved and cops. It's really not worth it.
But I know.
Man, what the fuck, man? Why do you have to be that guy?
Right.
And I've said
all the time, though.
To his face. I don't care. I'm not afraid of anybody, obviously.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. But, dude, it's not about the stuff. Oh, can I send you more shoes? No, bro. Listen.
Right.
It's about the fucking personal space.
Exactly.
Respect that shit. That's exactly. Really all I got. I don't have anything else. Get well soon, Bubba. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Iggy.
Thanks, Iggy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Iggy.
Bye-bye.
As Bubba would say, go powder coat or whatever he does.
Is the thermostat broken?
Oh, no, Anna. You
didn't break it?
Please don't tell me you did that.
It's 70 in here, and I'm, like, burning up.
Oh, my God, Anna, please don't.
Oh, hold on. I bet she turned the heat on.
Oh, God.
You think I did?
Anna, please.
I'm sweating.
This is not the weekend.
My ass is sweating. Uh-oh.
I haven't been up behind that in a week. I'm just going to know.
Oh.
You turned the heat on?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Are you fucking
kidding
me?
Are you mad at me?
Yeah, fucking, I've been sweating. I thought I started thinking I was getting sick. I'm like, man, my temperature is fucking high right now. And then you just said 70, and I'm like, man, I am not feeling like 70.
It's going to cool off quick in here now, buddy.
No shit.
Now that the AC's on.
You turned the heat on.
Oh, sorry.
The arm of the chair is the same height.
It was my fault.
Yeah, it hits it probably.
Sorry.
But you know when you start feeling that heat a little bit, and then you can't cool off, and you think the air's on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she starts saying she's warm. I'm like, man, my temperature must be like 110 right now. Like,
sorry.
This is not good.
I know you got tit sweat right now. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. We're good now.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I hide my tits behind the desk. I keep my chair low.
Me too, lovey. Oh, no, I don't, because I don't have tits.
Yeah, they don't hang that low.
Hello. Who's this?
What's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
What's up, Florida Stanley?
Hey, I had a couple questions for Blitz. Well, first of all, Anna, if you need a chaperone with a gun, just call Blitz up.
Yeah, I know. He's always there for me. Thank you.
Okay, so a couple questions for Blitz. I'm trying to secure my spot for the party in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Is there a way for me to look up how many bits I've given you guys, or do you have to do that?
There is not. I have to do it, and I have to do it all manual. So just send me a whisper. Next week, I plan on spending a couple days going through all that and getting it all situated.
Okay, so all right, I'll just send you a message on Twitter. And then, is it still $2,000? A combination of $2,000?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what's the PayPal information?
Show@thebubarmy.com.
It's PayPal@thebubarmy.com.
Sorry.
PayPal@thebubarmy.com. Okay, and is that the only way to donate cash? There's no way to donate cash through Twitch, is there?
You can through Twitch, but it's through PayPal anyway. So there's a link on the channel, but it's the same.
Okay, so PayPal@thebubarmy.com.
Yep. Actually, if you click on the link on the Twitch page where it says donate with PayPal, it takes you to a site, and then it'll show up on the screen. If you email it directly or send it directly, it won't. That's
it. I got you. Okay, so click on the link through Twitch.
Yeah, we get it. I mean, we get it the same way, and it counts the same way, but.
Okay.
All right.
All right, cool, guys. I'm going to secure my spot in the next 2 weeks here.
Awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
You guys are doing great this week.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
But did that change at all? Because I have a different one, and I don't want to.
The other one works, but the new one is
okay. So
PayPal,
there's a new one. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other one was Bubba Radio Network.
Yep. That's one I have.
They both work.
Okay. Hey, Tempter's back.
Oh, woo! Sorry. Oh, I thought it was the guy who snores.
No, it's Tempter.
Oh, sorry, Tempter. Oh, I'm sorry, Tempter. I hung up on you.
Oh.
Feel free to call back 813-90 Bubba. But we're probably going to be here for just a few more minutes because I'm running out of steam.
Yeah. It's been a long week.
You're going to the campsite. Are you going tonight?
I got something else planned for tonight,
mm-hmm.
and then tomorrow I'm going to get up early in the morning, like, I don't know, probably around like 4.
Blitz is going to hang out with me with the bunnies out back.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of bunnies.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at camp all day. I might spend the night there, I'm not sure yet.
You have a place to sleep, right?
I have a camper, but I'm not going to bring all my stuff, so I'm not planning on staying, but I might.
Okay, well, you got enough shit in your car that you could probably survive for a week, right?
It's a few days anyway.
Some supplies. And then Lummy's doing work at the ghetto house and fertilizing Wilbur, just like his normal.
Yeah, I get ready for the baby.
Yeah, what are you doing today? Do you want to say? Or no?
Oh, yeah, we're going to look at daycares.
Aww.
Already.
Well, we have to be ready.
How early can you hand them off to another human being?
Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to work. I mean, what do you want to do?
I'm asking.
No,
I'm,
yeah, yeah.
Is
no,
it supposed to be like
hold on,
3 months?
She's asking
I don't
how
know
long.
Shit.
Oh, I'm not being a dick. I'm just saying like, you know.
Nor is she.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
couple
know.
Couple months. It's usually about 2 months after.
2 months. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so. Cool.
It's one
September
of those
25th
things.
Coming up. Yeah. I know Ashley's already uncomfortable. She said, "I feel bad. I feel so bad. I'm following so many pregnant people on social media now, and they're kind of like where Ashley is. You know, like 7 months in, and they're like, I got two more fucking months, and I'm miserable right now."
Oh, she was. So I woke up this morning, and she's staring at me. And I'm like I was walking up to her to say goodbye, and I'm like, "Oh, you're up. What's up?" She goes, "I'm in pain. I'm sore everywhere." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to give you a little back rub quick?" She goes, "It's my whole body. Just go to work."
Oh. Yes. So did you give her a body rub?
No. She told me not to and go to work.
Just jump on top of her and start wiggling around.
Hell yeah.
Wiggling around.
Yeah. That's how I used to give massages.
Is that what you think I do?
Balls on her face.
Here's a massage for you, babe.
Oh, I thought you meant have sex with her.
No. I used to give people massage, like my sister and stuff. She's like, "Give me a back massage." I'm like, "All right." And I just like lay on her and just like kind of like wiggle around.
Yeah. Well, see, I have a problem with the whole distance thing.
What?
Like pressure and distance. So sometimes like I'm used to just like giving her a big hug or something like that.
You squeeze the shit out of her.
And she's like, "I have a baby inside of me."
Oh, right.
Like, are you an idiot?
I learned something from Ashley at Bubble 199. She told me that you can't really take really hot showers with a baby because it'll boil it like an egg.
Yeah, you can't. You can't take a bath.
Well, I guess it has to be like a certain temperature.
So technically you're not even allowed to like.
I'm like, so you gotta take cold showers for a fucking 9 months, ten months?
You can take a decent mild.
Or keep the belly out of the.
Like a guy, hold on. You mean like a guy's hot shower?
Yeah.
A guy's hot shower is barely warm. Or like, "Oh my God, it's so hot." And then a chick gets in there and it's like, "What the hell
is this?" Isn't hot at all. Let's turn it all the way up. And I'm like, "Oh my God."
So that really is a gender divide. I love it fucking hot.
I learned from Ashley that you can't eat.
Yes, I was gonna say that. Yes, you can't.
I know you can't eat sushi because mercury, but no lunch meat?
You can't do something physically to a woman.
Can't what? What did you say?
Can't do something physically to a woman. You can't, lop.
I got that right. A-lop?
Nope. Oh, that's allowed. That's what they recommend.
That's what the doctor said. O-rop
A-lop.
What do you fucking say?
O-rop A-lop.
You can't do oral?
You already got it before. Yes.
Why not?
On her, or she can't do it on you?
If you get air bubble in the whatever,
what do you do? Blow it like a balloon? You're doing it wrong, bro.
I didn't say I did. That's what they say on the internet.
You can't eat her out. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then also you can't really. They don't want you to have sexual relations in water.
Okay, that should be
because the pressure What do you mean it's easy?
I mean, to not have sex in water?
Well, you're good at not having sex in 2 years, but physical people that love each other like to have sexual relations when they touch each other.
Hold on, can't do it not in a pool of water.
But so you were saying something about distance and all that. Like, can you not give her hugs now or something?
No, it's not that. Sometimes
she's just telling Lovey that so she gets the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away from me. He's like, I'm pregnant. You can't fucking touch me at all. Get the fuck away from me. No,
there's sometimes that, like,
social distance.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, like, sometimes, like, we play around and then I get up to her and I'm like,
and then you punch her in the stomach, and she's like, hey, please stop punching me in the stomach.
No, like, I'll grab her too hard, or I'll do something, like,
manhandle
and then, like, when we're in bed, like, I like to kind of, I do an L shape in the bed with the bed, like, where the TV is, because for some reason I sleep better when I'm turned, and when I get too close, my big head hits the belly.
Oh, like, okay, so you're playing, like Tetris in the bed.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, we're fucking weird, all right?
No,
I like having sex, though. You don't.
You guys
so.
Said you, not Ashley.
Yeah, no, she lays straight.
Like a normal human being.
Yes, I like her. It's because I have, tendonitis and shit like that. So.
Your back.
You have what?
Tendonitis.
Tendonitis in his back, neck. Yeah. Your face area.
No, I like being curved. It makes me sleep better. Like, I gotta have my knee up and different things like that.
Like a baby in the fetal position?
You're like a fucking pretzel sleeping?
Yeah, I got to. I'm sorry.
Someone said L for Lummy.
It relieves the pressure.
Of what?
My
disappointment?
My back and all my different tendons. Whatever, man. It's pressure. Tendonitis, all right? It's arthritis, too.
He's got anal pressure.
I don't have anal pressure, assholes. All right? Usually, Ashley lets me sleep there for about an hour, and then she kicks me to the other side of the bed. So I got to do what I got
to
do.
Usually after you get pegged, you have to kind of lay a certain way to
Out. Pegged or not, at least one of my holes is getting filled, unlike you, okay?
That's true.
Touche.
That is true. You're getting fucked in more holes than I am. You win.
What else are you doing this weekend, Lummy?
I don't know. I thought about, Big Photo, talked about doing some stuff, but
what
I'm
day?
Not sure. Saturday.
Oh.
But
it's fucking hot to be doing that shit, man.
It's hot.
It's going to rain this weekend?
Probably.
It rains every day. It's Florida.
Yeah. Give it to me. I want it to rain all... I'm sorry. I know you're at camp, but
I'll ride in the rain. I don't care.
Okay. I would like it to rain all day so I don't feel guilty about not going outside, and I just watch all of Startup Season 1.
Now, how far into the weekend are you going to get where, like, you're like, I'm done being inside, and you, like, go hang out with people?
I don't
Saturday
know.
By lunch?
No. This weekend,
She's going to get swiped right on three times.
No,
and
I don't
want
to. I don't want to see. I don't want to, like, talk to people.
Oh, bullshit. If some guy that looked like that boxer guy that you like, douchebag Willie, that boxes people.
Huh?
What's his name? The Instagram guy? Come on, Blitz. You know what I'm talking about. Boxer. The dude guy that's ruining the sport. Fuck, come
Logan
on.
Paul.
Logan Paul.
I was like, I was
if
confused.
Logan Paul type
the
guy.
The YouTube guy.
Oh, yeah,
YouTube,
we're partying all
I'm sorry,
night.
Not Instagram. If he swiped right, you are literally doing pounds and pounds
of Coke.
I was going to say mountains of white stuff, but okay, Coke. you will literally
These
be
are
there
jokes,
in two
Mom.
Seconds.
These are jokes.
No,
exactly.
They're not,
Mom.
Mom
thinks I have a problem. My mom thinks I have a problem.
You don't,
because you do.
Yeah. I'm fine.
But you,
I don't do
you
coke
would,
often.
Listen, you start feeling so much better because that mountain of whatever would literally make you feel better. Would it not?
Yeah, probably would wake me up a little bit.
There you go,
you
then.
You know, rise and shine.
So it's all about the hot guy, the hot, like, 9 or 10 in your scale.
I would feel too insecure with Logan Paul. He's, like, 8 years younger than me. He's way hotter than me. I would just... At some point, you don't want someone who's that hot because it makes you feel like shit about yourself.
Well, yeah, because, number one, you're either just banging him because that's all he wants,
right.
Or two, like, if you're in a relationship, it's nonstop going, when's he going to leave me? When's he going to leave me?
Yeah. It would be too much. So he's just... There's some people that when they're... It's almost like you're not attracted to them when they're just so far out of your league. You're like, I just... that's a right off, like, he's super hot, he gets the 9s and the 10s, I'm happy, you know, in my the 4 to 6 to maybe a low 7 range, that's fine.
But what if the guy looks like Logan Paul, right, but he's not Logan Paul
and he has serious,
but he doesn't,
like,
know
self-esteem
about crypto.
Yes, exactly, he's like,
he doesn't know about crypto.
That's problematic.
No, he knows
kidding.
About crypto.
I'm kidding.
But he's been a nerd for like 10 years and then all of a sudden,
so he's ugly duckling syndrome. That is the best, where they're like super insecure and you're like,
oh hell yeah,
does that guy know he's hot?
What if he?
When a girl's like that, that's the best ever,
isn't it? It's
yes,
great.
It is.
Low self-esteem, Willie. The best.
So that you would get out of the bed for that?
Yeah, of course I would. Of course, there's exceptions to.
I was partying all weekend.
But what if he worked at 7-Eleven though? And
well,
I mean, come
can
on.
Can he get me free coffee and protein bars. I like
7-Eleven is your favorite grocery store.
My favorite restaurant.
Oh, yeah, restaurant. Sorry.
Favorite restaurant. Let's take a call. Maybe two. Get the fuck out of here. Hello.
What do you eat? The watermelon there?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, it's Scooter. I want to tell y'all, nice job this week.
Oh, thank you, Scooter. I appreciate you.
Yep, no problem.
Who you banging this weekend?
Where does she work? Dollar General?
No, I'm meeting up with a girl named Jessica and going scalloping.
Scalloping, all right. Oh, nice.
Have you been scalloping, Anna?
No.
It's fun. It's actually fun.
I don't want, it's like little mucus things. Little balls.
Mucus?
They're mollusks.
They are.
But it's not mucus.
It's mucus balls.
It's not an oyster.
They're in a fucking shell.
Yeah.
Don't you have to crack open the shell and then it's just a little like.
No, that's an oyster.
It's snooter.
No, that's an oyster.
No, it's not. It's also a fucking.
No, but
it's a mollusk.
No. She's thinking of the slimy little thing like an oyster.
I know what a scallop is. Round... I know it's hard, but it's like a booger in a shell.
So I like going scalloping. I would never fucking eat one of those things, but it is fun.
All right. Well,
scallops are good.
I never said they weren't. I've never had one in my life.
You'd have fun. You'd have fun going for like a little while.
I don't want it. Are there other people involved? Not interested.
Oh, there's a lot of people involved.
Not interested. But Scooter, you have fun, okay? You do your thing at Dollar General. You just work them ladies at Polk County.
Oh, god damn. You fuck up once and killing me. Alrighty, see ya.
Bye.
Make sure you got
don't get anyone
bill.
Pregnant this weekend.
Wave that 20 like a motherfucker.
All the pregnant. Bitches.
It's not even, what's that song? It's like bands will make her dance. But it's just really like a 10 or a 20 when you're in Polk County or Hillsboro. Oh, yeah.
Or seven
Plant
scallops.
Oh, yeah. Or the fuck he is. Who knows?
He's getting on a boat and going scalloping.
Good for you. I know Big Red went scalloping. Him and not a fan. Big Red got burned to a crisp.
Yeah.
He was crispy. He was like extra toasty cheese it.
Scalloping is, I mean, you get on a boat, you go out, you drive down, you catch them.
Yeah, it's fun.
You dive and jive. I like it.
That's fun.
Alrighty, that is all for today, folks. Lummy, thank you so much. Blitz, thank you so much. Appreciate
you. Good job, Anna.
Thank you. I'm going to go crash. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll see you
guys on Monday morning.
Bye.